We're reading Talmud Esa Sfirot, Part 8, page Taf Resh Yud Aleph, the words of the Ari, item 19. You can ask questions at cab.tv. Questions related to the study topic will be asked during the lesson. Part 8, Talmud Esa Sfirot, the words of the Ari, item 19. When the correction of the eighth Melech came, the eighth king called Hadar, glory, he first sorted out the netzotzot, the sparks, and the kelim, the vessels, from among them too. Everything he sorted from them was but the female parts in all the partsufim. It is so because in the beginning it started to scrutinize the purest among them through the Ibur Elyon. From that Nukva De'atik was made. After the Or, the light of the 288 Nitzotzin, mixed with the Or of the Nekudat Keter that remained in Atzilut. Also, the Kelim of the Melachim mixed with the new Kelim of the new Ma. Nukva De'atik and Atik were made out of all that, and it follows similarly in all of them. Again, item 19. When the correction of the eighth Melech came, called Hadar, he first sorted out the Nitzotzot and the Kelim from among them too. Everything he sorted from them was but the female parts in all the parts of him. It is so because in the beginning it started to sort out the purest among them through the Ibur Elyon, the upper conception. From that the Nukva De'atik was made. After the Or of the 288 Nitzotzin mixed with the Or of the Nekudat Keter that remained in Atzilut. Also, the Kelim of the Melachim mixed with the new Kelim of the new Ma. Nukva De'atik and Atik were made of all of that, and it follows similarly in all of them. Or Primi, in a light, item 19, the words of the Ari, he first sorted out the Nitzotzot, the sparks, and the Kelim, the vessels, from among them too. It means that besides the sorting the Orot de Bon, the lights of Bon, which are Reshimot,
that remain from Nikudim,
he also sorts the Nitzotzin and the Kelim, because by sorting the Orot and the Reshimot, the Kelim receive their correction too. This is so because the Reshimot correct and raise to themselves the Kelim that are related to them.
We have Orot, Nitzotzin, Kelim, lights, sparks, and vessels, because we have the Creator, the created being, and the relationship between them, or light, or Kli, and the Masach, the screen that connects them, the light and the Kli. Therefore, we have, as a result of the shattering, when there's no longer the correct connection, relationship between the correct, the creator, and the created being, the light, the Kli, and the Masach, now we have Orot, Nitzotzin, Kelim, light, sparks, and Kelim. Kelim, that's clear to us, the lights, that's clear to us. Nitzotzin, sparks, is that remnant of the Masach, the reflected light that remains to some extent as a spark that exists within the shattered Kelim. That without that, the vessels that have now been detached from the light for the very first time in the entire cascading, in their entire history, the vessels have been detached from the light and are now opposite the light. So in such a way, how could it be that they'll exist? It's by the fact that earlier they had a masach, a screen, and then this masach disappeared, it was broken, and in its place remained the rosh, called nitzotz, spark. Just a little bit of reflected, returning light that operates within the broken kli, and it revives the kli. First of all, it revives the kli in the state of the shattering, meaning the light gives the vessel pleasure in the broken state, where the kli enjoys all kinds of different types of reception, receiving in order to receive. This is called the spark that revives our world, where the still vegetative and animate receive their livelihood from. The still vegetative and animate, this refers to the various types of will to receive. How do they exist? Also, they have to exist through the light. Where would they get the light from? Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, you know, was a restriction over everything. There's no such thing that the light is in the inside the kli. Not even an ounce, I don't know how to... Not even a single photon of the light can be within the will to receive. It cannot be. Rather, through the breaking, all kinds or all of these different forms, through the shattering, all the forms, where is that written, in what letter? Right? And they fell into the will to receive, and if a person gathers them to their root, through their root, then... So all of this was done by that... By that same, by those same sparks. Yes. Yes, it's from letter 19. Through the breaking of the letters, all the as a person completes and returns to his root, he has to gather them one by one and brings them back to the roots in sanctity. This is the secret of determining himself and the whole world to the scale of merit, and so on. Yes.
The Kelim, now you described how it could be that they, how they exist after the breaking, because there's some kind of spark and it's Otz that finds them.
That gives them pleasure in order to receive. That by that, there are several goals for that. One goal is that they would grow in the state of in order to receive and would reach a state where they'll despair, they'll give up, as in our world. We were in that process of, in order to receive, being greater and greater, until we reached that state of despair. Yes?
Now, how do the lights, according to what he writes, how do they have as if existence after the breaking, which sorts out and scrutinizes the lights and the reshimot?
It's not lights. Lights cannot exist if not in a kli that produces or creates the light. Rather, here we're speaking about lights, we actually mean reshimot. We're going to study that. Oh, yes.
What does it mean here? About the about how it goes through the Ibur Elyon, how it sorts out purest among them through the Ibur Elyon, the upper Ibur. What Ibur is it talking about? What conception?
When the Tikkun of the eighth Melech King came, called Hadar, meaning the world of Atzilut, he first sorted out from all the Roshimot, entire breaking, the Nitzotzot and the Kelim from among them too. In addition to the lights, also the sparks and the vessels, everything he sorted from them, from this entire shattering, was but the female parts in all the Partsufim, meaning deficiencies in all the Partsufim. First of all, what has to be sorted out is what is the Kli, what is the desire, in what form does it exist? It is so because in the beginning, it started to sort out the purest among them through the Ibur Elyon, the upper conception, the finest, what the purest, what remained of the shattering. In all of them, meaning both in the lights, the sparks, and the vessels. What does it mean, the purest, the finest? The one that was harmed, flawed the least, in order for me to be easiest to correct the things that were harmed less. What does it mean? Who was harmed less? those who had less of a desire to receive, they were hurt or harmed less. He was less in bestowal, and now he's in a less of a depth of reception, meaning closer to the equator, let's say. Both a little bit above, he was earlier a little bit above, now he's a little bit below, so I can reach him. He has a small will to receive. He's going to start sorting it out and correcting it. Once it's corrected, then through it, I can go to a Kli that is lower, below it, and with the help of the first Kli, correct the second Kli, and so on. So he says, it started sorting to sort out the purest among them. From that, Nukva of Atik was made. After the lights of the 288 Nitzotzin mixed with the ore, the light of the Nekudat Keter that remained in Atzilut. This we're going to study. So what are you asking about? What does it sort out? How does it sort out?
I'm asking, Ibur needs to do it with Nukva and Zachar. So how do you explain who conceived what? Where is this Ibur, this conception from?
Everything goes born out of the Rosh of Sag.
Everything's broken.
Rosh of Sag?
No, but below Rosh de Sag, how he writes here.
No, the Rishimot from the world of Nikudim rise back to the Rosh of Sag, and the Rosh of Sag scrutinizes, sorts out from this entire bag of Rishimot the purest Rishimot, and it performs a scrutiny over it and a correction, and it builds a Pertzuf, it begets it. And this is, from this, the Pertzuf of Atik is formed, which is Zachar, male. Now, he builds the Pertzuf of Atik as female also. Later, he brings down this whole bag of the pieces of the breaking and hands it to Atik. And it also gives Atik the force. And he says, now you should beget whatever should follow you. Atik takes the next Rishimo in line, which was the least broken following it. And it sorts it out. It brings it out of all of the Rishimot. It distinguishes it. It cleans it. And it performs a zivug over it. Even though he is a higher Pertzuf, he performs a zivug in a lower Pertzuf, and it begets it. And from that form, forms the Pertzuf of Ari Chanpin. And so on and so forth. Those Pertzufim, when they are born, they also have a special relation to the same world of Nikudim that remained in the Keter and in Abba and Ima, because they were not broken. They are Rosh, Keter and Abba and Ima of Nikudim. Therefore, they use the Keter of Abba and Ima of Nikudim in order to take from them the Aleph of Aviyut, of coarseness, the Bet and Aleph, Bet over Aleph, and to increase themselves through that. Meaning, even though I was born Aleph Shoresh, I can now use the deficiency of Bet over Aleph and bring myself from the degree of conception to the degree of Yenikav, suckling. And from the degree of suckling, later, with the help of the worlds of Bia, I bring myself to the degree of gadlut, of adulthood. Meaning there is here a combination of systems that all in all are a system that was broken and a system that corrects. They work together in order to construct, to build the conditions for the creation of Adam. And soon we're going to reach that. Next. First column, right?
Column 1, second paragraph, this matter of sorting. This matter of sorting out or scrutinizing means that he gives them from his He'ara, from his illumination, as we've explained above. the rush of the ten sfirot, of the pneuma that came out by the upper zivug of Absag, clothes the place of Gar of Nekudim, and they receive the level of Keter from him. This is considered that the pneuma sorted Gar of Nekudim and corrected them to be Nukva to him, meaning to receive his bestowal.
Meaning, the first partsuf, which is called in Atzilut, its rosh clothes over the Gar of Nekudim, Keter of Abba Ve'ima, and fills them up with light. How can he fill them up with light? It's a special sequence of actions that he adjoins to himself the Keter of Abba and Ima as a Nukva, as a view of Yud, coarseness, even though it's a Rosh. It joins them to itself and fills it up, meaning according to the intensity, this Rosh of Atik then becomes and in the intensity of Nikudim, like Keter of Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, like bed of Hitlabshut clothing, meaning already the Rosh of Atzilut, of the world of Atzilut, takes on the quality of Bina. Therefore, within this quality of Bina, it can later, the end of correction can be clarified and realized. And it goes through such states, it's not to its detriment, but rather to the opposite. The fact that it's gradually corrected, Atik and Arichanpin, that's the Keter of Atzilut. The upper half and the lower half of Keter is Atik and Arichanpin. By the fact that they were instilled, created after the breaking from the broken Kelim, from the corrections, it's specifically in order for them to have the possibility to include within them the entire will to receive, even the broken one. Yes.
I just don't understand this system we're depicting here when Ari speaks about it. Does this system work for the correction of the souls, or this is a system that where they prepared it for us from the beginning? Is that from spiritual work or before?
No, that's before us.
Meaning the process didn't even start. The Kelim became corrected for work.
The lights and the vessels. From that point where the light created the Kli, existence from absence, and developed the Kli, the desire, through the four phases of direct light, invited within this desire a restriction and the decision to reach equivalence of form through the masach, the screen. Now, up to now and even further on, in this entire process comes through the light that operates on the desire. There is nothing here that on behalf of the lower one. There is no lower one yet. Still the same system of the light and the vessel that cascade down and in such a way it actually sorts out what are the relationships between them. No more than that. There's no free choice here or scrutiny or corrections. It's all simply the light affecting the Kli and passing it through the breaking and through corrections and through all kinds of... It's like a rolling production line. There's nothing here that includes any thoughts, doubts, decisions. Rather, it's just nature. Yes?
So, how do we know when the process of correcting our soul began, if I'm just reading this? Where did our story begin?
Our story has not begun yet.
When will it start? When do we enter these states?
I'll tell you. Our story will begin after this entire system will be stabilized. It will reach a state where it's ready, and then through the same system a new creature will be built called Adam. something that is unrelated to that system, something new. Something that now there's no mention of it, no part of it, no cause, no root. Now we're talking about the environment, and later we'll talk about the unique partsuf that was created within this environment, inside of it. And this partsuf is unique. How is it unique? In that it has free choice. Now please tell me, where in you is the animal, the beast, and where in you is the Adam? The Adam in you, let's say it's customary to say in this world, is the one who is in the spirit, in the culture, education, all kinds of things that he's developing. That when you were born, your animal developed separately, and the Adam in you also developed separately, independently. There's a body in you, hands, legs, etc., but there's also the internality that developed within the body. This is what we call Adam. Certainly, it's not the same Adam that the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of, but this is the Adam above the beast that exists within the body. And we can actually theoretically extract your Adam out of your body and insert it, say, into some jar. And in 200 years from now, let's say, insert that Adam we took from you into some other body. We'll do an implant, you know, an implant of Adam. That might be possible. Should be possible, I think, to do that. To take from you, like with a computer, I have this a jack or a USB connector, let's say, that I bring out of my. You know, I take all the information out of my computer. I go overseas. I take another computer and I upload my information, and it works. That's how, you know, it should be able to do that. That's the Adam in you that can be, say, transported. And the body is just an animal. So it lives or dies according to its laws. So that Adam has yet to exist here. Because this system doesn't have free choice. It doesn't have anything. It works automatically like nature. The Adam within nature, within this environment, is unique by having doubts. He is between the two forces. And from the both of them, he has to build himself by playing, where each time he receives this game, we feel it as confusion, darkness, but these are really the conditions, the laws of the game. It's as you play, you know, some game, cards or something, and you don't know, you know, that's how we are. However, in every state that we have, we need to relate to it in such a way. And you know, it's not that you play, you accept it as a game where you need to, well, you don't just play. It's like an exercise that you have to figure out correctly. In this, you know, in a normal game, it's, you know, it might be all about luck. Here, it's not about luck. Here, the luck is that you cleave on to the upper one and you find the solution. And this is the process. Therefore, we don't yet have this creature called Adam. This is still just the system. Yes?
Meaning we're in theory here and we're not in practice. Meaning they tell me that by reading this, if you do the work...
No. We're still speaking about the system, the way that it establishes, creates itself. The way it went through a shattering, and now it undergoes correction by itself. By itself. It corrects itself. There's no need here for any intervention on behalf of the Adam that will later be created.
Where is our part in this whole story?
There is no one.
Why do they tell us all this? Why do they tell us how it works?
Well, that's something else. You know, when one tells you about history, what do you care about history? Something that happened 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, or even 200 years ago. You know, what do I care? Well, a few years ago, I understand. Maybe then I understand what's happening today. But, you know, in order, you know, he tells you about it. Why does he tell you about it? By that, you learn the rules, the laws of the environment through which, when you feel yourself as existing as a creature within this world, the world that the book speaks about, then you will know the laws of this environment and you'll be able to use those laws. Imagine you are studying how one affects the other, how the Reshimot rise and descend, how the screens work, how the quality of Binah, the quality of Chokhmah. If you don't know these things, even corporeally, nonetheless, you're impressed by it, inspired, and in addition, you're awakening, evoking the surrounding lights. Sometimes you have thoughts that this is something high, beautiful, good, worthwhile. Let's continue.
We are in column one, in the line Elav. It is called sorting because each degree of the new Ma sorted precisely those parts of Bon related to his degree, because all the Reshimot of Bon from the Gar and Zat rose Man at once.
In the Rosh of Sag.
The new Ma sorted them gradually, one by one.
This is called according to the purity,
meaning according to the appearance of his own degrees. This is because when Atik of Ma was created, it scrutinized the better among the general man, meaning the Gar of Nekudim. He added them to himself, to Nukva of Atik, and then when Arichanpin of Ma was created, it scrutinized the part that belongs to his degree. He added it to himself, to his Nukva, and so on. Similarly, it is for this reason that it is called sorting or scrutinizing.
That one by one, this is how they're done, they're performed. Well,
what does it mean that they rose at once and then he scrutinized it gradually? What does that come to tell us?
If they wouldn't rise at once, then who would determine how do they rise? Well, let's say to the extent that they fell. Let's say all the Reshimot following the shattering fell below their parsa, and later even lower, each one to his place. Now the question is, we need to sort them out. They're all broken. So, should we scrutinize them, sort them out below or above? Answer me, where is it possible? Only above, because only above there is light, and down below, in the place of where they fell to, there cannot be any light and any scrutiny. Who's going to sort them out there? How can these Reshimot, during the descent, how can I sort them out? Rather, what was done is that these Reshimot rise to the Rosh of Sag. Now you can ask, who raises them? Sag itself. Because the entire world of Nikudim is a branch of Sag. So, as with the Nekudot of Sag, the Masach rose to the Rosh of Sag, following the Tzimtzum, the restriction, and the mingling with the Nehi of Galgalta. Also here, after the Patsuf finished its task, even though unsuccessfully, let's say, it was broken, but tzuf was broken, nonetheless, its masach rises back to the place that begot it, to the Rosh of Sag. From the Pe of Rosh of Sag, the masach with all of the Rishimot rises to the Nikayanayim of Rosh of Sag, where there was the Zivug of the Olam of Nikudim. And later on, it rises to the Metzach of Rosh of Sag, according to the new Rishimot. Everything is done by Sag, because these are all his branches. Because he begets the world of Nikudim, both in Katnut and Gadlut. Therefore, in the ascent of all the pieces of the shattering to the Rosh of Sag, Sag thinks of, what am I going to do with them? Let's say that he thinks. I mean, we don't talk about nature this way, but this is how we, you know, because we're speaking, you know, from our perspective, according to the way we understand. So, what should be done? Then he decides, well, we'll take the purest Rishimo, the one closest to me, according to equivalence of form, somehow, to some degree, and let's implement it. Let's realize it. Can it be corrected? Yes, it can be corrected. And it starts correcting from the lightest to the heaviest. All right? What?
Olivier from France is asking. He writes in the column 1 in Oprimi about Garde Nikudim, how they made it Nukva to him. So how does Garde Nikudim start to be Nukva towards Atzilut?
Gar of Nikudim are very great Kelim. Very great. Because they are Bet over Aleph. They have the quality of Bina. They are special, but they caused the shattering, and therefore there is the sensation of flaw in them, and that sensation of a flaw brings them a deficiency. What kind of Rosh is it that cannot manage the body correctly? This flaw makes Gar of Nikudim to Nukva. It transforms them into a deficiency. Gar of Nikudim can say the following. Wait 1 minute. I performed all the right actions. Even now, if I had to do the same action again, I would do it precisely the same way. Nature doesn't err. There are no doubts here. Rather, there was here a lack of some data, knowledge about the body, that the body has the stony heart that was now revealed. That when we go to connect together, and we want to invest everything, and to be connected in a way where, you know, all the way, suddenly we discover that there is this saboteur there that doesn't let you do that. And to the opposite, he was waiting for you to perform the end of correction, and then he comes in and puts his foot in, and you fall flat on your face with all the vessels and the lights. So that same Rosh, Keter of Abba and Ima won't be able to take that into account. They won't understand it. They won't know it. And now this is revealed. Therefore, on their own behalf, they cancelled. They were cancelled from left their role, because now they discover that in the goof there is the Lev HaEven, the stony heart that they could not take into account. On the one hand. On the other hand, they, as they were flawed, nonetheless, they remained as Rashim, as heads, and they can join Atzilut and then help Atzilut. How do they help Atzilut? They explain to Atzilut why the shattering and the flaw took place in them. They actually bring to Atzilut the sensation of the stony heart, specifically the sensation of the gap between what there is in the quality of Bina and what is lacking in the quality of Bina. That there you cannot recognize, identify the stony heart. And this deficiency is what they bring to the world of Atzilut by joining the Gar of Atzilut as a Nukva, a female. Therefore, Gar of Atzilut that receives this deficiency from them can perform all of the corrections except for the stony heart, with the understanding that it's going to leave the stony heart on the side. And later, once it finishes correcting all the kelim except the stony heart, then it can reach a zivug also over the stony heart itself, which is the zivug of Rav Pealim Yekabtzeel, which is pure love. That's it. Let's continue.
We are in column 1 above. Words of the Ari, the female parts in all the parts of him. Words of Bala Sulam. All the males were made of the new man, and all the females were made of the orot, the light, and the nitzotzin, the sparks, and the kelim, the vessels that remained of nekudim after the breaking of the vessels. However, in Abba ve'ima and Zon, there is hitkalelut, integration of the bon in the males, and the hitkalelut of ma in the females too. This will be explained in its place.
Well, explaining this place, that's right, let's move on.
It started to scrutinize the purest among them through the Ibur Elyon, the upper conception. The beginning of the sorting, the scrutiny, is during the first Zivug of the ascent to Man, to Metzach de Sag, that was in Rosh Sag itself. At that time, only the level of Malchut came out. Since that level and Ibur, conception, of the new Ma had just come out, he immediately sorted for himself the Orot, the lights.
The Rishimot that rose to the Rosh of Sag.
And also the Nitzotzin and the Kelim that belong to him from the general man, in the same quantity and quality of the Pchinot, the Ibur. They rose from Bia to Atzilut and were corrected there in the form of Gimel within Gimel. And we have already explained that the level of Ibur is the three Sfirot Nehi. They clothe the three Kelim Elyonim, the three upper Kelim Kachab, because of the opposite value between lights and vessels. You find that now they were sorted, and only the best, highest Kelim among the Kelim and Nitzotzin that fell to Bia, meaning Kelim of Kachab, rose from Bia by the Koma, by the level of Ibur. And that is the meaning of the words. In the beginning, it started to scrutinize, to sort out the purest among them through the Ibur Elyon.
There are problems here as well, because with respect to Atik, we only have Garf Keter. There was no real connection to the shattering yet. Garof Keter is the pure Hitlapshut, Garof Keter of the Kelim. And only Zat of Keter has to do with Gadlut. The light of Chochmah went through it to Abba and Ima. And Abba and Ima are already related to the shattering. That's the light in actuality. Keter is the Rosh of Hitlapshut, and Abba v'Ima, Rosh of Aviyut. Therefore, here we're still speaking about Atik. There's no left in Atik, as we say. That Nukva of Atik is all complete. It's not flawed. Yes, Professor.
Is there a connection between the stony heart and the klipot, the shells? Because it's a feeling that we touch on the same thing, but we don't touch on it. If there is a connection or if there's no connection, then what is the difference?
First of all, we have to scrutinize and distinguish between the stony heart and the klipot, the shells. The shells have four worlds, Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, and Asiya, corresponding to the four worlds of sanctity, also Atzilut, Kedusha, Yetzira, Asiya. That Klipa, which stands corresponding to sanctity, Kedusha, helps awaken a person towards sanctity. It's help against him, as we learn. Whereas the stony heart is the same desire that is in every action that we are unable to work with. That we are unable. It's the foundation of the created being. That it's malchut of malchut, let's say. I'll explain this. In general, I'm asking forgiveness in advance for the lack of precision, but just to give us a certain depiction. In the world of Ein Sof, we have the degrees of Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Daled. The degree of Daled, of the will to receive, what is that? In it are all kinds of qualities of the light that enter the will to receive. And then we have Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel, qualities of the light that are in Bechina Dalet, and the Bechina Dalet of Dalet that cannot integrate with any quality of the light. It exists as it is. And later it turns to becomes the stony heart. It cannot be integrated with the qualities of bestowal on the one hand. On the other hand, there has to be a quality that won't be integrated with the qualities of bestowal, because if every quality would be integrated with bestowal, if every quality of reception would be integrated with bestowal, what would remain of bestowal? There has to be a pure quality of reception, a pure quality of bestowal, and the rest in between, so that two would exist. There has to be a foundation of one, the foundation of the other, in a pure way, the way they are. And therefore it exists. There is the Keter of Keter and the Malchut of Malchut. That's it. Without that, it cannot be. They cannot be integrated with one another. They don't know, they don't feel one another, as if. Well, on behalf of the Keter, it's not quite, but let's say, in Keter it's not quite because he created the existence from absence. But the created being that discovers the will to receive, called the stony heart, Malchut of Malchut, there he cannot correct anything. There's no integration, no incorporation. How to correct? By what? In this desire, I can never feel any relation to bestowal. So I have nothing to do with it. Rather, what do? We cut it off without treating it. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, this is the foundation that if you don't start from it and onwards to sort out, then you don't have the degree from which you can sort out. Therefore, after the light comes from the Ketel, and it provides the qualities of Chokhmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and it doesn't enter Malchut. This is called the eighth day. Keter is separate, and Malchut is separate, and then you do the Brit, the circumcision. That from this correction onwards, it is already called, all the actions are called, it's called that all the actions can join sanctity. Yes.
If going back a bit now, so then it starts to become more clarified. They said that when Gimel, they were corrected there in the form of Gimel within Gimel, and we have already explained that in the level of Ibur is the three Sefirot Nehi. And then it starts becoming a bit more clear here, because he starts talking about the three lines. He prepares the background in the topic of bestowal. He prepares it all from the beginning.
He has to prepare everything in advance. The three lines, yes.
So now he's really talking about how he creates the three lines. So now it's clear.
So now it's clear to you. Good. Well, let's continue.
Last paragraph of the second column below are his words. Nukva de Atik and Atik were made of all of that. Palasulam. He wishes to say, Zat de Nukva de Atik, however, Gar de Nukva de Atik were not sorted even a little bit from the Nitzotzin, the sparks, and Kelim of Bia. Rather, she is made of Gar de Nikudim from the same Chinot that at the breaking did not touch at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the Nukva of Atik, which is complete.
Item Chaf, item 20, the words of the Ari. Afterwards, through the Zivug de Dchura de Atik.
What does it mean later? After Atik was born of the Rosh of Sag.
Through Zivug de Dchura de Atik, the male Zivug of Atik, with its Nukva, with its female, they brought up and sorted Nitzotzot that were fallen below, the suitable part for Nukva de Arich. They entered the place of the Ibur as Mayin Nukvin, female waters, where they sweeten and correct by spending the time of the Ibur, becoming Bchinat Partsuf.
Again,
item Chaf, item 20. Afterwards, through Zivug de Dchura de Atik with its Nukva, they brought up and sorted Nitzotzot that were fallen below. The suitable part for Nukva de Arich. They entered the place of the Ibur as Mayin Nukvin, where they sweeten and correct by spending the time of the Ibur, becoming Bchinat Partsuf. Or Plimi, inner light. Are his words, through Zivug de Dchura de Atik, etc., the suitable part for Nukva de Arich. Bala Sulam's words. The Ari was very brief here, relying on other places. Between the above Zivug de Ibur and the Zivug Dchura with Nukva de Atik, between them was the Zivug de Gadlut through Absag. It ejected the Heitata'a, the lower hay, from the Metzach to the Peh. And the 10 Sfirot of Rosh and Guf of Atik came out on the level of Keter. This is so because a Zivug is not performed when the Partsuf is in Ibur. Only after the Zivug of Gadlut of Absag, when Atik and Nukva acquired the level of Keter, did they mate and sort the Nukva de Arechanpin. He also does not explain here how the Zachar of Arechanpin, the male of Arechanpin, is emanated here, for he only comes to clarify the sorting out of the females of Atzilut and how they are all made of the name Bon. Indeed, the matters of Ma and Bon and how they connect are generally quite scattered in the Ari's words, and they are also very brief. There is a great need to gather the essentials in a single place, to make it possible to interpret all the many details that the Ari introduces before us. First, we must understand the difference between the Numa and the Bon. Know that the entire difference is the matter of the ascent of Heitata'a, the lower He. In Bon, all its Kelim are from the Heitata'a in the Anaim, as they so emerged at their creation. And in the Numa, all its kelim are considered as Heitata'a that rose in Galgalta. It is so because this is how it emerged in the beginning of its creation, and anything that comes out in a Partsuf in the beginning of its creation never changes. Even though it later receives additional Gadalut, the kelim of the Katnut do not change by that, much less multiply. Instead, the same kelim he had during the katnut, during the smallness, in quantity and quality, grow in level and aviyut, coarseness, during his gadlut, during his greatness, and remember that.
Meaning that the greatness, the gadlut, doesn't add to the character of the kli, it's just gadlut of the same yesodot, same foundations, the same reshimot.
The Zivug of Ibur, of the Numa, has already been explained. Its origin is the Masach de Guf of the Nekudim that purified and rose to Rosh of Sag. By the power of its integration in the Zivug there, it became Av, coarse, only in the measure of the Aviyut, coarseness of the Keter. Hence, when it mated with the Or Elyon, with the upper light, it did not raise Or Chozer, reflected light, but only on the level of Malchut. This is because in the last Bechina, he had in Guf de Nekudim, is Bechina Aleph, and that disappeared with the purification of the Masach. However, you should remember that the Hitlabshut, that the clothing always remains, even from the last Bechina. Hence, here too, there is Bechina Aleph of Hitlabshut, Bechina Aleph of clothing. It turns out that the level of Bechina Aleph, which is the level of Zeranpin, came out here as well. However, it is the level of Zachar, the level of the male, having Zivug only in the integration with the Nekeva, with the female, which has Aviyut, coarseness, as there is no Zivug, but only from Aviyut, from coarseness. Thus, there really is the level of Zeranpin here, but considering the Bechinat Kelim, there are only Kelim from the level of Malchut here. For that reason, it is only named Nehi, being the three Sfirot in the level of Malchut. Nevertheless, of course, there is the level of Zeranpin there as well, being Chagat, meaning the three Sfirot in thickness from the level of Zeranpin, but they are clothed inside Nehi. This is because this level comes from the Reshimo of Hitlabshut, the Reshimo of the clothing, from which there are no Kelim. No.
Is this clear or not? Or also, did it just pass us by? I guess that you don't quite recognize what's going on here. I'm going back over the whole passage. And the Zivug of Ibu of the New World was already clarified, meaning the worlds of Atzilut, that its origin is from the Masach of the Guf of Nekudim that was purified by the breaking, and it rose all the way to Rosh of Sag with all of the Reshimot. And through its incorporation with the Zivug there in the Rosh of Sag, it became coarse only to the measure of the coarseness of the Keter, Shoresh. Hence, when it made it with the upper light, it did not raise reflected light, but only to the level of Malchut. Only the embryo came there, the Ubal, the smallest level. This is because the last Bechina he had in the Guf of Nikudim is Bechina Aleph, and it disappeared with the purification of the Masach through the shattering. However, you should remember that the Hitlabshut, the clothing that was there, Bet of Hitlabshut, always remains, even from the last Bechina. Hence, there too is the Bechina Aleph of clothing, even though there it was Bet of clothing, Bet of over Aleph, now it became Aleph over Shoresh. It turns out that the Komat Aleph, which is the level of the Zeranpin, came out here as well. However, it is Zachar, male, only the Reshimot of Hitlabshut, of clothing, having Zivug only through Hitkalelud, in cooperation with the Nekeva, which has Aviyut, coarseness, meaning one. Now, in short, we have Reshimot of Aleph over Shoresh, since there is no Zivug except from the Aviyut, the coarseness. That's clear, right? Only over the will to receive and not over the intentions. Thus, there is really the level of Zeranpin here, but considering the Kelim, the vessels, there are only Kelim from the level of Malchut here. For this reason, it is only named Nehi, since, meaning a coarseness of Shoresh, the free line, so it's called Nehi, being the free Sfirot in the level of Malchut. One in first level in breadth. Nevertheless, of course, there is also the Zeranpin here, which is Chagat, but only in clothing, meaning the free Sfirot, thickness-wise, from the level of Zeranpin, Chagat. But they are clothed inside the Nehi, because the Nehi are the Kelim, the coarseness. And because this level comes from the Reshimot of clothing, from which there are no kelim. Therefore, in short, we have Aleph over Shoresh. There is the clothing at the level of Chagat over the Koma of Nehi, and all in all, this is called Ubar, an embryo. All right? There is nothing new here. Rather, he only wants to show us where this new Pertsuf came in the world of Atzilut. Yes?
It's unclear how Zachar, male, which is so weak in relation to Nukva, the broken Nukva that broke in Dalet Gimel, how can it become now the Zachar, the male, the bestower, in relation to the Nukva that broke?
It's a question that is always asked, and we're going to scrutinize it. Yes, nice. That's a typical question, which is the most important here. Because we do not understand how could it be that reshimot of hitlapshut of clothing would be so fatal. We forget here that, first of all, there are many factors. We forget that the entire Gar of Nikudim are here as Nukva, towards the new Ma. That all of the deficiencies, look, all the previous Partsufim, I mean the upper Potsof was the bestower, the one that gives, that supports, that begets, everything. Here, Gar of Nikudim remained only in the Rosh. They were cancelled in the Guf, they were even broken. So they don't function. Let's put it this way. There are babies, two children, two cute children, a boy and a girl. And their mother and father are flawed. They cannot take care of them. And then grandfather and grandma and grandpa come and take care of the children instead of mom and dad. Now, those grandma and grandpa must take the deficiencies, the problems, those same relationship, everything in the entire function and role of the ma and dad, and clothe in that role and perform it towards the children, right? This we must not forget, that we take the Rosh of Nikudim as Nukvaot, as females. This means that you take their roles from the ones that should have taken care of that, and you join them to the world of Atzilut. Without that, they won't grow. Maybe that gives a certain... that those deficiencies from Nikudim become the females towards Atzilut. Yes.
But still, how can we take a Masach, which is on Aleph Shoresh, in relation to even in Rosh de Nikudim, which is much bigger? Even the Rosh of Nikudim and Bet Aleph is much bigger.
Rosh of Nikudim is already Bet Aleph, and therefore you can already grow according to the Rosh of Nikudim. The world of the world of Atzilut is not an ordinary Patsuf like Ab born out of Galgalta. The world of Atzilut did not exist in a way that it exists. It wouldn't exist the way it does if it didn't have to correct the world of Nikudim. This is why it's called the new Ma. It comes in place of the old Ma and it corrects it. It has to rise to the same degree and to the same place and to the same role and really everything. Let's move on to the next part.
And before we go to the next part of the lesson, we sing a song together.
היחס שלי אני המכריע במקום לקבל רוצה להשפיע תיקון אמיתי יגיע אלינו בתנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים בעיקר בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים היחס שלך הוא טוב ומטיב ורק בזכותך נוכל להשיג תכונת הבינה אלינו תשיב נרצה השפעה כמוך נגיב אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים